from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
A lot of stuff to talk about today. I'm really excited for the weekend. I mean, you got high school tonight, you got college football kicking off tomorrow, and you've also got the Browns tomorrow night. Plus, you've got the Guardians are back home, so let's see what they can do. They've got Texas coming up here, and then Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and then off to Kansas City again. So every game seems to be crucial right around now, and that's how somebody putting out magic numbers. I think it was like 33 yesterday, something like that. So, but with 36 games to go, which I was just kind of glancing through some stuff yesterday. So it is kind of fun to talk about magic numbers, but man, you got to get some wins. Ooh, man, cut into that stuff. That would be nice. Deshaun Watson, still the big story as we try to head into tomorrow night's final preseason game at Seattle. The Browns taking on the Seahawks. You know you can listen to that game right here on 92.3 The Fan and the Browns Radio Network. In fact, I'll be on the Browns Radio Network for pregame. Ken Carmen starts 4 hours before the game, and then I'm on 2 hours before, and then, of course, you can always listen to the pregame show right here on 92.3 The Fan. At halftime, you've got Jeff, and then you've also got Jeff on the postgame show, too. So you want to make sure you listen to Jeff.
What our good buddy Tyvus Powell with
yeah.
Both of you.
Yeah, Tyvus is with me for the final 2 hours of the pregame show on the network, and then he's with Jeff immediately following the game. So if you have a little bit of insomnia tomorrow night for that late-night kickoff, make sure you're listening to Tyvus and you're listening to Jeff on 92.3 The Fan for the official postgame show right here on 92.3 The Fan. He is Dan Menigan. I'm Andy Baskin. Meredith Kane saying hello on the other side at 216-474-0092. I don't know if it's a quandary. I don't know if it's a dilemma. I don't know if it's an irritation. Just trying to figure out who your starting quarterback is, though, for your NFL team.
2 out of 3 of those can get solved with a bomb. You don't know what a bomb can do.
You okay?
Nobody
man?
Knows what a bomb can do. Can't trust a bomb.
You okay?
No.
I just want to make sure you're right.
I've never been okay.
So you look at him and you're trying to figure out where they are in this quarterback situation. We have all sat here through the pain of watching Deshaun Watson not play. And then we've seen other quarterbacks step up, like at the end of last year with Joe Flacco, and have success. And I think that's all we want. I don't think it really matters what the name is on the back of the jersey. If a quarterback can get the ball down the field and the team can win, it could say anyone's name on the back of that jersey because we're still so hungry and starving to have a winner and to try to get back to an AFC championship again and to make it to the promised land at the end for the first time ever is just a dream in the city. The question is, when you look at the quarterback you have in front of you and the investment that you've made in Deshaun Watson, the fact that he hasn't played a full season since he's been here, and now coming off of surgery, where he looked good last year before he got hurt, and you kind of felt like things were going in the right direction, then he got hurt. So now you're hoping that he's going to be full steam ahead going into this year. I know we all are. We all want him to be the guy that we want him to be going into this year. 2 days ago, you find out that he's got, you know, a little bit of soreness in his arm and didn't really practice. And then yesterday, you hear he practiced again. And then you had heard earlier the head coach say he's going to play against Seattle. He turned around and goes, "Are you sure? I didn't know that." And then all of a sudden, you're in this like, wait, does anyone know what's going on over there? Are they playing games? Are they just having fun? Or what's the deal? Here's what I would love to see. Deshaun Watson wake up tomorrow, not have any soreness, go out on the field, 15 snaps, 10 runs, 5 throws, off the field, break a sweat, game over. game over. No question about whether he's ready or not. We'll know that he's ready. What do you want to see?
I don't care. I don't care if he plays tomorrow. I really don't.
Do you say that because you're tired of the story?
No, because I just don't think it matters. Putting him out there for 15 meaningless snaps is pointless to me. I'm from the Sean McVay school of like, why am I going to... The whole goal of this game is to take the guy who is holding the ball and slam him into the dirt. Why am I going to put my most important asset at risk to be slammed in the dirt more than I possibly have to? And with that idea, I'd rather have him get slammed in the dirt week one, or even week two if it comes to it, than have him get slammed in the dirt during a pointless preseason game. I just don't see it, because we've seen enough teams who do it both ways. Whether you want to go Andy Reid, where he's playing his starters in the preseason and finding his way to the Super Bowl, that's great. Sean McVay doesn't play his starters into the Super Bowl, or doesn't play his starters in the preseason, finds his way into the Super Bowl. There's no wrong answer here. I just personally am, hey, you only got X amount of hits in you. Why waste them on games that don't matter?
Ian is in Boston Heights. Hi, Ian. How are you?
How are you, Ian?
Hey, doing well, guys. Thanks for taking the call. There's no point to playing him on Saturday. I mean, what good can possibly come of it? They're not going to run anything exotic. The only thing that could happen is something bad. Nothing good can come from the preseason game. It doesn't count. There's absolutely no reason to play him, and there's absolutely no reason to play really any of the starters.
Although Kevin has said he's planning on playing the starters.
Yeah, I know. Why, though? What's the point?
Because their job is football player, and you want them to break a sweat, and you want them to be ready for the season, because you know you're going to be frustrated week one if these guys don't look like they're ready. I mean, to lose to Dallas because you're flat foot.
It has nothing to do with the preseason. It has to do with practice. They should be getting ready at practice. I hear you.
You know the whole preparation thing, right?
Pulls a hamstring in the preseason and he can't play for 4 weeks. But if he scores two touchdowns in the preseason, does that help us get to the playoffs?
If a guy gets hurt in practice, you're like, okay, I guess that it's not good, but I guess it's fine. If a guy gets hurt in the preseason, now you're hearing it from ownership. You're hearing it down from there of people going, why in God's green earth was he even out there? This 100%. Is meaningless.
All right, I'm going to keep score.
It brings us to a bigger point. The preseason just needs to go.
Agreed.
Add one more week, add one more bye week, and it's better for everyone, the fans, the players, everyone.
All right, Ian, I'm putting you in the don't play column. I'm gonna keep score here.
Appreciate
let's
Ian.
Go Wayne in Cleveland. Wayne,
play him. Wayne?
Play him tomorrow or don't play him?
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Morning.
Andy. How y'all doing?
Good, good.
Doing well, man.
Like I was explaining to
Meredith.
He should get out there. He should get out there for a little bit, you know, just to see if he could develop a little continuity and timing with the players. Because I look at it as if it is something wrong with him, and I don't know why Stefanski would say something about a sore arm. Is it a sore arm or is it a sore shoulder? And he needs to be honest, man.
General arm soreness.
General arm.
So I think that pretty much covers all of it from, I don't know if we consider fingers to be enhanced part of the arm. I don't know.
No, wrist. I think it ends at the wrist.
Okay, that's wrist. Okay, ends at wrist.
But it's really up to Kevin Stefanski, you know. But, I mean, he shouldn't be leaving the fans in the dark, you know. Let's just see what happens.
All right, Wayne, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend, my friend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sal in Cleveland, play him, don't play him.
How are you, Sal?
You know, I don't care. Like, the guy hasn't played for us in 2.5 years. I can't believe everyone's making a big deal over this. I mean, he's going to get hurt anyways at some point. He's unreliable. He brought a ton of baggage. Why do we care? Seriously,
it's our
why
football
do we care?
Team.
Guy, yeah.
Are you saying why do we care about tomorrow, or why do we care about when we get to this?
Why are we making a big deal about tomorrow?
I think we want to believe that his shoulder's okay, and we want to see it for ourselves. I think a lot of people want to see that.
When he plays 8 games in a row, we should care. The guy can't get on the field for various reasons. I know we don't want to go back in history, but a lot. It's been 4 years since the guy's played 8 games in a row. And we're worried about him in a preseason game? I don't understand. You're making a big deal over a preseason game, and we can't get the guy healthy.
So you're in the team, don't play.
I don't care.
You have to play.
Then play. Show me something play. And play.
Okay.
Show me something and play.
Sal wants him to play. Thank you, Sal. Appreciate it. Sal, I had Sal's name written down on don't play, and then I had to erase it. It's a good thing I'm using a pencil.
You should have something on there that just says numb. Because I think there is a huge chunk of this fan base that has just become numb. It's like, I don't even have feelings anymore.
Tommy, team play, team don't play. Tommy and Fort Myers.
Numb?
Or are you numb? No, numb. I'm not making the numb column.
I think numb needs to be
Sal
on there.
Sal was numb then. I didn't give Sal the opportunity to be numb. Tommy, play or don't play?
Well, that's not why I was really –
I know, but I need you to answer the question. As a Browns fan, I need you to answer that, man. Play or don't play?
I think you should play. You know, even just maybe one series just to get his feet.
All right, Tommy says play.
I think it'd be just fine.
Okay, Tommy, so it's 3-1 right now. Go ahead, Tommy. What do you want? What do you think?
No, I was just going to say you were talking about, coming out of the gate and losing early in the season. This year, if that happens, I agree with everything you were saying there, but you didn't touch on this. They don't play anybody till late, so if they lose their first 2 games, then their division games are later. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
So those are always because they're waiting for the tiebreakers and everything, so it's very important. If they lose to the Raiders or Jacksonville or Dallas or Washington, you know, even if they're like 2-4 when they go to play Cincinnati, I wouldn't panic at all because I think they could just turn it on right there, and that's when it's most important. So I just wanted to chime in on that one and say, hey, go Guard Dogs. And Anna, Mary Sue, and Jeff, and Sandusky, I love you. Talk to you later.
All right. Little family, some shout outs, hanging out in Sandusky. Life is good. Jay.
Absolutely. I got to get there. I haven't been to Hollow Weekends in a hot minute. I need to find my way up there.
It's always kind of crazy up there. Jay's in Canton. Jay, hey, play or don't play?
Look. A play or don't play isn't the issue. I would
say... No. If you want to be on the show right now, you've got to answer that question, then you can say whatever you want.
I think that's numb.
Numb is not a question. No, you either play him or don't play him.
No, don't play him.
Don't play him. There you go, Jay. Okay.
Here's the thing. Okay. Now, the front office knows, Haslam knows, that his arm is no good. And they don't know what to do. He's got soreness in the arm. Well, okay, you got soreness in the arm. Why play him? Put him in the first game that counts, and if he's a disaster, they better go out and sign somebody like Flacco, which may be too late by then.
It's too late. He's in Indianapolis.
He's not coming back.
No. He's not walking through that door.
Get that name out of your mouth. He's not coming back. He's not coming back. It's not happening.
Is Joe Flacco coming back?
He's not coming back.
Are you sure?
Get that man's name out of your mouth.
Is Joe Flacco coming back? 216-474-0092. I'm just kidding.
Until he gets put in the Ring of Honor.
Please.
It'll be wonderful. He'll get a standing out for being the Ring of Honor.
All right, I'll let you participate in my imperfect survey here, play him or don't play him. We are actually keeping score, so I'll tell you the score when we come back here. Also, Denzel Ward, how concerned are we with about this concussion situation? So it's concerning.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.